Hey, what is up there, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and Video Game Bang is back, baby. And we have a great show featuring some people you haven't seen very much of this year. We have Jada joining us back on the show. Eddie Villanueva, the Puerto Rican sensation, joins us back on the show, as well as, of course, Aaron Carter and myself. And we are talking about all of the latest and greatest in video game history. If I was better at this program, I would have added a cool effect there. But so la vie, as they always say. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not French. But we are talking about some awesome stuff this week. We're talking about permadeath in games. We're talking about Apple's new watch and the ridiculous prices. We're talking about HBO, Avengers. We're talking about Daredevil, all sorts of stuff in between. And let's get to the business. We are brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? NerdReactor.com is where you can go to get little updates on all of the latest and greatest geek news and reviews. We do all sorts of stuff with them. They are great to us, so go to their website. Please also support us on Twitter, at Video Game Bang, Facebook.com/Video Game Bang Bang. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Woo! What's going on, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang, you know the drill. NerdReactor.com, all that other good stuff. Let's just cut to the chase because we have a lot of show and not much time to do it. Joining me, as always, is my great friend, co-host, my compatriarch. If we were killer robots, he'd be Ultron, Aaron Carter.
I guess.
What do you guess?
I don't know too many killer robots.
Me neither, so it's going to be really tough to get to the next two cast members.
What's up, everybody?
Aaron Carter, how you been, man?
Good. Catching up on some shows.
Shows?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., basically.
Really? Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did it get better?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's actually gotten a lot better.
Hey, like, you're not in the show yet.
Wow.
Silence.
I'm liking the direction it's going. They're introducing more Inhumans and more of the expanded universe, but, you know, the actual, like, universe. So they have Kree now, just kind of like, this is a thing.
Are you still into the Arrow?
Yeah, I'm still definitely into the Arrow.
Are they on level playing field for you?
Yeah, I'm going to give the nod to DC.
Really, still?
Yeah.
Still give the nod to DC.
By far.
You can't talk yet.
Wow. I will talk all I want to talk.
All right, they've already ruined the fantasy of podcasting. If she was a killer robot, she'd be Chappie.
All right.
Does Chappie kill anybody?
I don't know.
I haven't seen the movie.
Me neither. Jada.
Hey, everybody.
How you been?
I've been good. Doing a lot of interviews. Interviewed Naoki Yoshida, the director for Final Fantasy XIV last week.
Wow, you're just going to start the show name dropping?
You know it. Hey.
Wow, give us a few minutes to warm up. Me and Aaron barely talk to each other anymore, let alone interviews.
Yeah, so, you know.
So, how is this all Nerd Reactor stuff?
All Nerd Reactor stuff. I'll have the full interview going up pretty soon. Still working on the editing and stuff for it.
Yeah, next week on the show is going to be a Nerd Reactor extravaganza because we're going to have Jada back on the show, and we're also going to have Amber Hunt. She is a Nerd Reactor writer, also native to the Northern California area, and that's going to be lots of fun. The last person on the show, you heard his voice. He also ruined the magic of podcasting.
Yes,
he
did.
So he'd be Johnny Five, Eddie Villanueva.
How's it going, man?
How you been?
Good.
It's like I see you every day.
Actually, we do see each other every day, just about. We're attached to the hip, almost.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put it that way, but...
I mean, it's awkward when we pee and you're not next to me, but...
That's very awkward.
You weren't supposed to tell no one about that. Eddie, you wanted to say something at the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'll let you... I'll give you the floor.
Good lord.
No, I had to agree with Aaron. It's actually taken a really good turn
since... All right, and you're done. Because you agreed with Aaron.
Penis.
Nobody agrees with Aaron.
Everybody agrees with me.
Hashtag agree with Aaron. All right, there we have
and
it.
And there it is.
There it
and
is. There it is.
It's going to start trending.
Did anybody message you the fist me comments, Aaron?
Nope.
No?
Not one message.
Wow.
It's good to hear.
You feel cheated?
I feel good. I feel good. I gave 110%.
You played hard.
Played hard. You know, full 90 minutes. Champions League was today, everybody, if you don't know what I'm talking about.
Gosh. Is this soccer stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. Zlatan Ibrahimovic got a red card.
He just said words.
He is.
That means nothing to me.
He is literally the Kanye West of football.
Explain.
Because.
And please call it soccer. We're in America.
So he, during interviews, like they asked him. I just recently watched an interview where
he said, I'm a God fan.
He was like, who are your top five, you know, soccer players of all time or whatever?
He said me.
And he goes, he starts naming like a couple. And then he's like, number one is Zlatan. And he always just says his name like in the third person. He's like, Zlatan is the greatest, Zlatan this, Zlatan that. Like he has like a whole documentary on himself where it's just.
He funded this whole thing or what?
I don't know if he funded it or he's just full of himself. Huge. But.
Sounds like he's
so
full
top
of himself.
Five was Zlatan.
Yeah, basically.
Zlatan,
that's Zlatan, the whole joke.
I kick hot fire.
And he backs it up. The dude like is. Because he takes karate. Oh, or like some type of martial arts.
Okay.
So whenever you see his like skills, he's like Bruce Lee out there scoring goals and stuff like that. And he's like,
what country is this dude from?
He's from Sweden.
Sweden?
Sweden. Yeah, he's from Sweden. Interesting. It's sad though because it's like it's one of those things. Even I mean, you see it on all sports from like you know basketball to football. When you see a really good player, but they're on a crap team.
Mm-hmm.
So like Sweden, not. A juggernaut.
Why doesn't he just jump to a better league? Or
because
something?
He was born in Sweden. What is he gonna? No. He plays for the soccer team. He plays for is PSG, Paris Saint Germain in France.
Okay.
I don't know. I every time I have to explain, like you play for a domestic, like you know.
I know. I understand how it works. I played FIFA, bro.
Yeah. So then, yeah. You know, he can't just jump to
the amount of our knowledge only that, consists in the video games that we play.
Exactly. Yeah. If you guys have not been following us on the weekend show, Video Game Bang Live happens on Saturday nights at around 9 o'clock. We haven't really hammered down that time
yet. Yeah, that's terrible, too.
And it's Aaron's show, so if it's late, it's his fault.
Wow, it's almost 100% never my fault.
I will own up to that, yes. Yeah. Aaron's usually here before me, and then I show up late. It's really terrible. But it's a very great show, honestly. It's doing way better than the Weekend Bang. The Weekend Bang was a disaster of a show.
Yeah, it's a lie.
Whoever listened to it, God bless you.
That's far. You know what? You guys should go back and listen to those old episodes just so you can...
Yeah, if you want to see a train wreck.
If you want to hear some of the greatest podcasting of all time.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, no. Don't go do that. I want to keep your respect. No, some of them are okay. But really, you've taken it up a notch. I have to give you credit, sir. The Weekend Bang has been awesome since we got into the live format. If you follow us, twitch.tv/videogame_bang. Hang out in the chat room. We end up usually going into the show with some sort of concept of what we're going to say. And then it gets derailed by the first comment that someone puts in there. And I like that. It's fun.
The chat is the fifth member.
It's the lifeblood.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There's normal reoccurring characters. Who did we have? Will Ferrell and
Jimmy
Fallon.
Yeah, they show up from time to time in the chat room. Yeah,
there you go.
I think they really thought they were trolling us. We were just kind of like humoring them. Mm-hmm. So I pull up a video of like Guardians of the Galaxy, and he's like, "Oh my god, that's me!" And
yeah. All right, what's his wife's name?
Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. Yeah, when we talked about. Other people, like other cosplayers, oh, not as hot as Anna Faris is. Like,
yeah.
We get it.
We get it. You're
married to her, yeah. It's not going to last.
And on top of that, we have some guests coming up. Next week, we are going to have Melissa Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
And that was brought to us by Jada. And she is Clementine from The Walking Dead. She also plays a bunch of roles on, not The Wolf on Wall Street. What was the other one? Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us, yes.
The Wolf on Wall Street, everybody. She is heavily in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really
go back and rewatch it. It's on Netflix and see if you can spot her.
My wife won't let me watch that.
By her voice only.
Is that one? Is it really that bad? Has anybody seen it in here?
It can be.
What do you mean it can be? It either is or it isn't.
I haven't seen it yet.
The Wolf Among Us?
Wolf on Wall Street. It depends. I honestly, I didn't see it. I didn't really think it was that bad. I thought it was a great movie. I think you should watch it. I think you should go against your wife's wishes.
Witches?
Yes, go
she has a cackle of witches. She's got several witches just brewing a pot.
Those do not go against. Her wishes, yes. Witches, no.
That's how she keeps me in line. She has a small army of witches on staff.
I knew it. Yeah.
I figured as much. I always got that vibe from her back in high school.
Wow. Are you calling my wife a witch, sir?
No, that she had witch friends.
awkward. A lot going on in the world. We're going to be doing a lot more YouTube, and that started off with yesterday. We had our first day of shooting. Eddie was there. Aaron was there. We were reviewing deck boxes, but we are going to have a lot more video content coming out on the YouTubes. And you know what I want you to do, Aaron? And it's something we always talked about doing is those short films.
Nice.
Short films?
Yeah. Why did we table all those ideas? Then you have like a superhero... like idea, or it was like kind of like Heroes, where there was like agents chasing people.
Oh no, yeah, I still have I had groups of actors, well, a actor, and that fell through. And
who needs actors when you got us?
Yeah. Well, no. I didn't have bodies.
No,
that's what it was. That's all I need. I don't really need like professionals or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. You let me do a few things.
Yeah, and you were upset
because your teacher was an asshole.
So I went. I took the short film Corey was in to my class, and he was like, you know, you're good there, Aaron, and that guy's good. Who is this guy here? What are you doing too much? Like
he's doing too much.
Like what is wrong with him? And like he was sitting in front of the class and it kept going on. He's like, did you guys tell him to stop? Like I don't like this here.
I don't like this here. So I expect some hack teacher to know real acting with slaps him in the face.
He was a student at the Inside the Actor Studio Guild or whatever was. I don't know what that place is.
Done that, buddy. Mm.
He said his teacher was...
I watched all the episodes.
Mr. Robert De Niro.
He what?
He said his teacher was Robert De Niro there.
His teacher was not Robert De Niro.
That's what he told us.
Well, then you tell him to rewatch my film and I want feedback.
He showed us
another
some of
fine
his
example of acting. Right there in front of the classroom.
But I didn't care where he was from. The only reason why I liked his I guess teaching style for filming was just because it was more of the get off the script. Don't stick to the script type of thing.
Yeah, I got that from him. He didn't seem like a real professional.
I like that. have fun.
Based off his feedback, I can
tell. You can still have fun and stick to the script.
Not so much if
you have a good writer that writes a good script.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, on our YouTube channel, you can expect nothing to be scripted. That takes way too much time.
That takes a lot. It takes a lot, but I don't know. Some structure is good, definitely.
You have to have some type of structure.
Well, you have a broad idea of what's going on. And the last thing we're going to plug before we jump into the show is the Patreon, everybody. We have a Patreon. Aaron and I finally came to terms. We're going to start a Patreon, crowdsource some of the show finances. And the first big goal we want to accomplish is to get to E3. At this point, Aaron was thinking about not going. I had reservations about it as well because it's pretty expensive. And we are already at a spot in our crowdsourcing where we could probably do it. But if you guys want to help us out, that would be fantastic.
We need your money.
Aaron?
Yeah, they want to have lobster dinners when they're in E3. They want the full experience. They want the full experience.
I mean, they already have first-class flights already booked and everything. They just want a really good dinner. Wow. Yeah.
I think that's part of the thing. Oh, no.
Cut off by your own devices.
Damn it.
What you playing?
I usually try and get it to cut off Aaron, and then it just bit me in the ass that time. Damn it. But speaking of ass biting, what you been playing, Aaron?
Not too much of anything, actually.
You know you are a podcasting.
There is... Games, right? Huh? Yeah, I definitely know. The only game I've played is this game called Brain Wars on my phone. It's... remember the trivia game? Was it Quiz Up or whatever?
Quiz Up.
Yeah, so it's basically like that. But it's only like brainy type of, you know, puzzles and
so why
trivia.
Are you playing this?
Because I'm a brainy type of person.
Give me an example of the question. You're playing it right now,
well,
clearly.
No, I'm not. I'm just swiping through stuff because I was trying to look at the name of the actual app. You find out how not smart you are whenever some little Chinese kid comes on and it shows a little Chinese flag, 16-year-old Quan Chi or whatever. gets on and he just smashes you in every freaking...
Well, remember, they ruin the curves and all things.
Well, it's terrible. Like, well, some of the things...
It's like, you're like, and it's my own history.
There's
he knew Harriet Tubman.
And there's mathematical problems, God. And I'm not the best at math. So, you know, I don't... And then there's memory things. So, like, they'll show you a pattern, and then they'll blank the whole thing.
You're just bad at things.
But
then.
To be fair,
no, I'm good at that. No. When it comes to the memory stuff, I got that locked down. It's the math that I'm bad at.
To be fair, Aaron, when you were 16, do you think you were smarter in that kind of stuff than you are now?
Don't lie.
I think
yes, because it was something that was a reoccurring thing every day.
Now, I'm not saying you were smarter back then than you are now. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you think you were more
book smart,
like fact.
I wasn't as knowledgeable as I was back then. I mean, as I am now when I was 16, but quicker with these things. I would say yeah, because like I'm saying, I'm doing it every day in school. Now I'm not. When do I do?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So a 16-year-old in theory should be beating you when it comes to geography. Because
my
like
stats on the thing, and they show you your stats after you're done everything. Accuracy is like almost to the tip. Observations
to the tip.
Yeah, is
almost
large.
Almost.
But this giant divot in calculation. There's just this giant hole. In calculation.
Giant holes and tips. Aaron's video game for the speed. Last week.
He just probably sold more copies of this game than anybody.
Speed, memory, observation, judgment, and accuracy.
A new whole wave of idiots just joined that game.
Mm-hmm. Play it, people. It's free. Brain Wars.
Have you tried Trivia Crack?
No.
That's the one going around on Facebook.
Yeah, I like Trivia Crack. It's
one of the top downloads on...
It's free for a
for
little
a reason, my friend.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody loves that. I don't like to do what everybody does, though. That's what that is. That's why I got Brain Wars. Everybody get it. Pick it up.
I was playing Trivia
talking about his tips
cool.
And his...
Exactly. Holes.
Tips all right, we're going to move on to Eddie Villanueva. What you been playing?
Honestly, not much lately other than I actually started playing on another computer that Stranded Deep game from Steam.
Okay.
It's actually pretty cool. It's kind of like a mixture of The Forest, just without the idea of getting killed. You're stranded. It's kind of like Castaway in a game form, because you're on a plane and you end up crashing and you swim up on shore on this small little island and you have to craft a bunch of stuff. You have to survive. You can't be getting eaten by sharks and everything. And the whole idea is for you to survive.
So it's just like a survival sim. There's not like monsters or aliens or a smoke monster.
I've only started this like within the last week. So
no, they're not. No. Okay. Steven's been playing this one too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. There's sharks. That's it.
Then just don't go in the water and you win.
Well,
right?
You have the hunger, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can actually get, Steven showed it looks like allergic reactions to things.
Yeah. Is it like random based on your spawn?
I have no idea.
Or is like everybody's character allergic to the same thing?
And it's still very early, right? Like, yeah. I saw him chopping a tree down, but it just. Like the animations didn't look like all that.
And in the there's at certain points where you realize the game is broken when you can actually, because you can change the view of what you're looking at, and actually at one point in time you could actually float above the island because you're looking really high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
cheating.
Still early.
Yeah, but it's good so far.
All right, Jada, what you been playing?
I've been playing this new NAS game that comes out next week, Awakened Fate Ultimatum. It's a Japanese RPG. If you guys are familiar, I don't know if you guys ever played the Pokemon Mystery Dungeons, kind of where you move a turn and we can move. It's all like top-down view.
Okay.
Pretty cool. Little RPG. It's got the whole heaven and hell decision-making. I'll be reviewing that, having that up whenever the embargo lifts.
Oh, is this
lifts.
Before? Oh, you're
yeah,
on embargo.
I've been playing it. Yeah, I'm an embargoed. I've been playing it for about a week and a half or so. Pretty
are you
good
allowed,
so far.
When's embargo up?
I have to look at the email.
Is it before
I
watch? Remember.
I think so. I have to look at it.
You better stream that.
It's on PS3.
You better stream that.
I don't have a streaming thing for my PS3.
Isn't there Twitch?
On PS3?
PS3.
Oh, they didn't
PS4.
Do that?
No.
There's a Twitch app on Xbox, right? But you just can't stream with it. I think you can just watch.
On the 360, you're saying?
Yeah.
360, you can just watch.
Yeah, I think it's all just watching.
Yeah.
Those voyeurs.
Yeah, so I haven't spent the money for a capture device for the PS3. Oh, it's
worth it.
It's kind of late to the party now, though.
It is kind of late.
You know what I mean? Like, there's not going
to
be much coming out for the PS3 exclusive, or if it's on both, why am I going to stream it on PS3 over PS4?
Because you can.
So, but besides that, hours and hours and hours of Monster Hunter, trying to keep up with my friends. It's so draining playing that game. I love it. Best Monster Hunter they've made, but just lots of time. It's a time sink for sure. And I've like some of my friends are Hunter rank 7 and 8. I'm 4, so I'm just like lagging behind them. I look like a noob.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Last thing I played was the Land Party.
What have you been playing,
Corey? Thank you. Thanks for asking, Eddie.
We like to skip over you. Unlike because you don't, you don't know because you can't name.
I was watching Power Rangers.
Wow, really?
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Terrible.
Trying to relive the 90s, everybody.
So, speaking of Power Rangers, go ahead and say your games. I have something that will segue back to Power Rangers.
Oh, wow. So I just lost control.
Yes, you did. You did. Apparently, you did.
Are you playing Power Rangers?
Apparently, because everyone's just going to let me speak.
Yeah,
later.
You know.
This is my show, and it's a no-nonsense show.
What?
I have no idea either.
Yeah, it's okay. I've been playing, I haven't been playing that much. Candy Crush. I went back to playing my indie game developer on my
Candy
phone.
Candy Crush, Farmville. Things like
Farmville,
that.
You know. Yeah.
Anything made by Zynga is Corey's favorite game.
I'm just going casual, guys. It's too
yeah,
hard.
It seems like everybody's going casual.
Mm. Well, I mean, what? Give me one good reason or what's one really good hardcore game to play right now?
Exactly.
Devil May Cry. Mm. They just really, really
you
see,
did you hear that? Devil May Cry? Mm.
Like,
a collective.
You guys just have bad taste in games, so I've already known this for a long time. You know, GTA 5 Heist just came out.
Oh,
we
you know,
have that on our
after
consoles.
400 years of waiting.
Yeah, it's finally out.
So
I don't have Xbox Live anymore. What? Or that game.
What?
So there it is.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try this.
I gotta get my. Cause we have to be to level 12 online before you can do heists.
I'm way past that.
Okay, I'm like 3 or 4.
I might get the PC version when that ever comes out. Mm. I might.
Isn't that like May now or something like that? It's supposed to be end of March, but I think it got pushed to May.
Yeah, the heist. I actually watched a few videos of people doing the heist. They look pretty intense.
Mm.
Not gonna lie, man. But that LAN party was the last thing I did. I think we talked about it on the Saturday show, but that show doesn't matter. What really happened was we played Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Mm.
Went back to the old school games, and I forgot how amazing Gun Game, Sticks and Stones, and One in the Chamber were.
Mm.
Like, those are just hours of fun.
I miss One in the Chamber.
One in the Chamber was awesome, except, like, I felt like my accuracy was just dead. Because the game was just so slow compared to, like...
You gotta turn up that sensitivity on the older systems now.
I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But the whole game just felt slow.
Yeah, well, it is compared to, you know... especially Advanced Warfare, you know, playing that. That's such a high mobility game. You have to constantly be moving.
Yeah.
Much more than you ever did in previous Call of Duties.
Yeah. Are you saying that you don't feel it holds up the test of time?
Just those game types themselves did. But if those game types were in another one, I'd jump on it in a heartbeat.
Black Ops 3 this year.
Really?
Well,
they're doing World at War.
Well, they might do. It might be a new World at War. Whatever.
Just
whatever.
Say Call of Duty.
Whatever Treyarch
Call
decides.
Another Call of Duty.
Yeah,
whatever
go.
Treyarch decides to announce this.
Let's
May.
Let's not dignify them by giving them subnames.
So, so back to my segue though. So this goes for everybody in the room. I'll go first. But you're stuck on a stranded island. It kind of segues back to everybody's points.
Oh, okay.
You have to take, you get one food, one movie, and one album of music. What do you take?
I want Aaron first, because I know he'll just copy me.
Full album.
When you say one food, what do you mean one
Like food? One type of food. You take one type of food. So I'm taking potatoes.
Like, is there an endless supply of this one type?
So
okay.
I'm taking potatoes.
Because
I can plant potatoes.
An endless supply of this food.
Yeah,
then,
like if
saying.
I said pizza, it's not like there's going to be a...
You're not gonna
like a plane's
going
to drop pizza every day.
No. I'm taking potatoes because I can plant potatoes and I can turn that into a whole
bunch of
different
things. Well, that's what you find in Stranded Deep. All you find are freaking potatoes.
Well, hopefully your island has potatoes. You don't know if your island has potatoes or not. I'm taking Queen's discography, their greatest hits album, because they've got a song for just about everything.
That's pretty decent.
And then, movie wise, earlier,
are you going to watch the movie on?
Well, you don't worry about that.
You have electricity?
Yes. Yeah. You have a portable.
And I can't contact the outside world,
but I can't order a pizza.
No, you cannot.
That's the first thing you do. You're stranded.
But I have
pizza.
Electricity to power a TV that will allow me to see the one movie that I brought along.
You have a touch screen. That's like implanted into the
what is
island.
It, Hunger Games
I don't know.
I'm digging and find out where's the power source. Where's it coming from? Like
the screen's like in the sky, like in Hunger Games.
Yeah. Okay.
But movie wise, I was gonna take earlier because I couldn't think of a movie because I was like first in our group that we did this. I said Power Rangers because somebody else said something Power Rangers. I'm like, I'll take the Power Rangers movie because I can't think of a better movie right now. But going back now, I would probably take,
it'd have to be something long so it would remind you not to be so depressed that you're on a stupid island with a bunch of potatoes.
Yeah. Potatoes.
With a single DVD Queen that you can't play it on anything.
I would probably now, I would take, I had great childhood memories watching Homeward Bound. And so I'd probably take Homeward Bound just because.
Oh my gosh.
It's a, I know, it's not a.
Potatoes, Homeward Bound, and Queen.
Yeah, that's my island.
That's one of those things is not like the other.
How about you, Aaron?
I'm going to have to say potatoes because I need to eat.
There's a whole array of vegetables, guys. I don't know if you know, but potatoes are not the only thing.
Let's not take any of the vegetables. Let's go ahead and take the potatoes. They've sustained Russians for millennia.
Actually, it's a good point because, I mean, you can actually make vodka out of potatoes, too.
So if I ever decide to do it, get tipsy and forget about the island experience.
But then again, you don't drink, so...
I'm on an island by myself. You don't know what I do.
I'm buck ass naked.
Album. That's a tough one. I don't know what album I would take. There's too many good ones.
Pick your favorite artist.
I don't have a favorite.
Pick an artist you can listen to without ever getting tired.
It would probably be, because I mean, I've listened to so much Childish Gambino on my...
I had a feeling that was going to be
on my whatchamacallit. So it'd probably be the...
Because the internet?
No, the Kauai.
Oh, really? Stone you Mountain. Like that one better?
No, I don't like it better, but it's a whole bunch of island-sounding songs.
So you don't want things to remove you from the island.
Nah.
Or you can embrace it and enjoy it.
Full-blown embrace it, yeah.
What you crying about?
And then movie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really...
I swear, if you say a Madea movie, I'm going to throw this microphone.
No. That would never. You know, that would never be it.
Try and guess Aaron's movie. Coming to America.
No.
That'd be a good one. I'm going to change my answer to that
plenty,
one.
There's plenty, yeah, because I would love watching that over and over, but...
Ghostbusters.
No, it wouldn't be any sci-fi.
A Walk to Remember.
No, take definitely. The Notebook.
It would probably be...
Silver Linings Playbook.
Brokeback Mountain.
Clue.
Clue?
Okay.
Oh, what? Really? The Richard Pryor one?
So you could be...
What? Wait.
What?
The Murder Mystery.
The one with Tim Curry as the butler?
Yes.
Oh, and Gilda Radner?
I don't know
I have no
that
idea.
Is.
No. She's not in that one.
I'm thinking of a different
movie. It's Tim Curry and Christopher Lloyd.
It's one of my favorite movies, and it has multiple endings. So I can just be like, oh, well, this is the real ending this time.
It's like, we'll choose this one.
Yeah.
What about you, Corey?
Well, I don't want to say potatoes because that sounds dumb.
We'll go and eat carrots then.
So it's something I have to know how to grow, though?
You don't have to. You'll... You have the knowledge of how to continue. How about that?
I'll have pick the food. Knowledge to pick a food. There's no pizza tree.
Somebody earlier, because I know nobody's going to say this, was said a guave because they can grow that and you can make tequila out of that.
Yeah,
you can distill it for that. Yeah, but
agave is like a plant. Mm. I don't know. That'd be too much hassle to eat it.
Well, I mean, so but you got to remember you're on an island, so there's gonna you can find other food sources. There's fish and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
So you don't, you know. Okay. Somebody earlier said like fish barbecue. And chips
the whole
somebody
time.
Said like barbecue brisket and things like that
for their food.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go out, you're gonna go out with a bang, right?
I guess.
So I'm gonna go out with a full steak dinner, filet mignon.
You're going out. You're definitely going out.
I'd go maybe. I'd probably get sick of it, but pineapples. I love pineapples. Mm.
He brings a pineapple, and there's pineapple trees everywhere. Like, damn it, I could have brought something else.
This is my one.
What about album?
That one's easy. Actually, that one's
Dark Side of the Moon?
No, it's very hard. And you know, that just crossed my mind. Yeah. But I'd probably end up going with, a Sublime.
Oh my nice. Gosh, why?
Why?
Oh, just kill yourself.
Why?
Take the pineapple. Smash your head.
He why? Didn't say Nirvana. He
and
said,
let Sublime play you away. That's exactly what you should do.
I don't get it. What's your hate with Sublime?
That's terrible.
He didn't say Nickelback, so I'm just saying.
Might as well.
What do you have against Sublime? Well. That is one of the best bands of all time.
No.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do enjoy Sublime.
Wow. No. It would definitely be...
It's got.
I thought you would have been like Van Halen or because it's an
album that I would love every single song on. That's why I think.
40 Ounces to Freedom would be the album.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Boom. You don't have to know what it is.
What about movie?
My movie would be Goodfellas.
good movie.
I can enjoy that. I can watch that movie over and over and over again.
Yeah, nice. It's a good movie.
Hmm? Nice. All right, let's see.
Potatoes.
No. Actually, you know what? I would dig orange. Well, I was going to say oranges, but oranges take like hella long to grow. Since not we're talking about vegetables.
Hey, I mean, hey.
You know, I'd probably do tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Screw that.
Yeah, I actually enjoy
it. Also, think about the different dishes you can make. Mm-hmm. So you said pineapples. You're only making pineapple stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but, well, you can use that with fish, like, yeah, but, you know, shish kebab with fish.
I've got them mashed.
Okay.
I got them.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm listening.
There's the
fries.
How are you going to make fries there, buddy?
How are you going to make fries? You got nothing to cut them.
What do you mean? What are you going to cut them?
You can make a
knife out of anything, right?
Yeah. You get Aaron. He's not going to MacGruber nothing together.
Also, fish oil. Boom. That's what I'm doing.
That's from the fishes.
I'm saying that's what I'm grilling the fries in.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. You make French fries easy.
Also, I can make a baked potato if I get get the right material on this island.
With the tomato, you can eat the tomato, or you can make sauces and you can use that to cook your fishes with it.
You have ketchup for his first fish.
Bam.
So you
have a condiment.
Let's go. We're running out of time. We got
tomato.
Uh-huh.
The album would have to be. Actually, I agree with you on Queen, but not that album. I actually like their. It's a 1989, the live show in Montreal.
Okay.
Their last show that they did ever live show.
It would be a live one for you.
Just so I can feel like there's other people.
Okay. All right. There you go.
And movie, honestly, would probably have to be Pulp Fiction.
That's definitely a good one. I'm going to switch mine to Because of the Internet. Same person, just because of the Internet, though.
Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
Like I said you should do? Well, then you just crap on my music.
I can go either way on both of them, because I like both, you know, equally. It's tough.
One of the most popular foods was rice. You take rice, you can grow rice, sushi.
All right, let us know what your pick would be on Twitter, at Video Game Bang. We're going to go to break and be right back after
these potatoes.
Messages.
I'm switching to rice. What's up, everybody? It's Sir Aaron Carter letting you know that on March 28th at the Gamers Funk Lab right here in Sacramento, California, Capital Fight District is going to be putting on a charity event for the children from noon to midnight. And we're playing nothing but video games. We got Super Smash Brothers going down. We got Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3, Guilty Gear, Ultra Street Fighter. It's going to be a huge event, everybody. Come out and support the kids. Venue fee is going to be $5. Tournament fees, $5. But it's all going towards Extra Life. We got to save the children, everybody, because who else is going to play the video games? So remember, Capital Fight District is putting on the event at Gamers Funk Lab in Thomas, March 28th, 2015. Be there, or just be there.
Santeria, number one.
Where are you looking for these?
Just online. Just going to Top Sublime Songs. That was the first thing I Googled.
Okay.
What I Got is the only one that I can be like, okay, that's good.
You do like that song?
Yeah, I like What I Got. But there's nothing else like that I'm into
what
from
about
Sublime.
Date Rape?
I like
so, it. So that's terrible.
it's an awesome song, though.
So the popular, according to the web, just a quick Google
Bad
search.
Fish?
I had to stop
was
myself on that last
What
one.
I Got, and like I said, that's fine.
Bad Fish?
Santeria.
Santeria.
Yeah.
Bad Fish.
Okay.
And then Wrong Way. That's the top
Wrong
four
way.
Songs.
Yeah, those are four hits.
No.
Four number one
those,
songs.
Those are one hit and a
Dude,
and three
if there's, if there's no, one song, if there's one crazy. Song that you can play in like a mid-age, like 40 and up kind of club or whatever, you throw on Santeria and you got everybody jumping.
Mm-hmm.
All them old folks.
It's a culture difference. That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, everybody. It is probably.
It's definitely a culture difference. Culture.
An uncultured He's versus a cultured
hater.
Person.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a hater. Sublime is
He's
a successful
a
group. Not successful enough for me to take on an island. I'll tell you.
I mean,
that
it's not like he didn't say Nirvana or Nickelback.
It would remind me of my childhood. That was the first band that got me into music. I still can't play very many of their songs because the drums are hard.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna get into the news, everybody. Video game news. Hey, I like that. Can you do that every week? Even when you're not on the show, we'll just have you.
But there you go. It's all
that
next.
Out.
It's
Jeez.
All. Yeah, it's recorded now. All
right, never mind. Sorry, Eddie.
Wow.
Your presence is not
said you're out of a job now.
You're out of the job.
Took away your job.
Wow. If you die in this game, you can never play again. Ever. Some games have permadeath, where death causes you to lose your character forever. Upsilion Circuit, however, has a permadeath. If you lose, you can never play the game again.
Bam.
I heard about that idea like a while ago.
But what happens? This game has to be free.
So I didn't even get that from whenever I pay. They have a full they have a full like a video on there or whatever, because it was at EDC or whatever. And not EDC, excuse me.
That's GDC. Totally, yeah.
GDC, yeah. EDC like, is a total different place. And
that's what
they were talking about it. So it's
or something.
Yeah. There's 8 people playing at one time around the world. That's it. So there's only 8 people at one time playing this game. So there's only one server. Let's
see. The fantasy RPG plops specifically selected players onto a single server and divides them into 2 teams of 4.
Yes.
This means only 8 players will ever be playing Obsidian Circuit at any given moment.
Yes. Everybody else is spectating.
Oh, their adventures cool. will likely
like a,
come
to... Hunger Games vibe.
A little, yeah.
It says their adventures will likely come to swift, brutal ends. Sounds terrifying, right? Well, every move you make can literally be your last. On top of that, the game will have a participatory audience watching live, something nearly as cool as One Death Ever conceit. Here's how it works. Each contestant explores the overworld-generated dungeons in search of Dream Tech crystals. They fight monsters, avoid traps to compete with opposing team. And when the contestant fights monsters or gets treasure, the EXP and other rewards go to the audience. EXP is used collectively by the audience to level up the contestant's skill tree. Simply put, the audience in part dungeon master, part strategist, and part judge and jury.
Yeah, well, you can gain coins if you're like spectating and like buy enemies to throw at the people.
If you want
to
screw them over?
Oh, yeah. Wow. It's just going to be, well, potentially, you know, a lot of people watching. Heck yeah, people, somebody's going to try to screw them over.
This could be big.
Mm. And so that's what the developer's like. He's like, I kind of want to see this as like another genre of games. Like, he's like, this is an action RPG, but what can you do with another genre?
A buddy of mine gets really into Minecraft. He started a Minecraft Realm server, and he started this by himself, actually, before he opened it to the realms, where he set very strict limits on himself, where he gave himself permadeath, basically, where he's like, if I die, I'm just going to, you know, delete the save file. And he started doing it, and he ended up getting and killing the dragon all through this one save, and he was super cautious and did all this awesome stuff. Then he opened it up to people, and he told us all, I'll let you onto the server now, but if you die, you're done. And it was made the game way more interesting than it ever was before. Like, playing Minecraft when you know you're just going to respawn is like, okay, whatever. But there's a whole sub-genre of these servers on Minecraft where it's permadeath. A lot of them will, like, reset it every month, but some are, like, you're one and done.
Mm. It's kind of like, you know, kind of gives meaning back to death in video games. Like, you know, we're so spoiled in video games. We are truly spoiled in video games. Save points. You're like, oh, I go back. Yeah. 30 seconds, whatever.
I mean, half of YouTube is all filled with people who kill themselves in GTA or any other game that's out there, and they get all laughs and all that. I mean, imagine if they change it up to where somebody drives off a cliff and then they're like all the way back to the beginning, or they can't access the game anymore because of that.
I don't know. It's definitely an intriguing concept. Have you ever played any games like that, Aaron?
Permadeath?
Yeah.
No, I haven't played any permadeath games.
Fire Emblem for me.
Yeah, Fire Emblem. I guess I did. I played Fire Emblem, but... Oh, no, you want to take it back. I did play a permadeath game. I played Gladius on the GameCube. Wow. If you lost your...
Spartacus.
It was basically Spartacus. Oh, and Spartacus, that's another one. If that guy died, he was gone.
That was kind of cool in a different way, because you were playing the slave master, so you never died, but you'd buy these slaves and invest in them and get their skill
But it wasn't. Up. It didn't feel permadeath because you got all their loot once they died.
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, but it's still, there's no consequence. It means just a body died.
Yep.
That's it. I could throw anybody else in there and then throw the armor on them and like, true. All right, you do the same thing the last guy did because I control you.
I think some of the biggest ones with permadeath are still around. Fire Emblem, Diablo. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a couple others. Those are the main two that come to mind, though. Just creating that hardcore character on Diablo, dying. You get to that fifth act and you die. It's painful.
Ouch.
Yeah, Gladius definitely on the GameCube. I played that a long time ago, and if your gladiator died, or your main character, it was either game over, and then you had to start like over if he was your main character. But if your gladiator died, he was just dead. And you put really like you invested a lot of time in your side gladiators and stuff like that. Like you did it with your own main character, but your side people is that's what won you battles.
So it's kind of like a multiplayer fantasy RPG meets Twitch Plays Pokemon, although apparently development on this game started before Twitch Plays Pokemon captured the internet's heart. Sounds complicated, not to mention chaotic. Mixed smartly, however, those flavors could go together surprisingly well. Still in development at the moment, but it sounds super intriguing. I'm interested to see them. Are you going to watch this, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on this one.
What was the game called again?
The game is called
Upsilon Circuit. Upsilon Circuit.
Because they have a tablet integration, what they showed for it. So, like, people are watching on their tablet and then doing all their... And then, I'm not sure, but the way the guy explained it kind of made it seem like you'll create your character... And while they're playing, you're kind of leveling your character and stuff like that. So, like, if you get chosen, boom, you drop right in.
Yeah, ready to go. You're
right in. And I'm just like, that'd be kind of dope. But then all of a sudden you drop in, headshot, and now you're down. And it's like, crap, that was my one chance, and now it's over. So, I mean, it looks like interesting.
I hope they do, like, if they do release it, they do, like, seasons or whatnot to where, and it resets every season. Because being able to play it once and not being able to play it, like, I don't.
Ever again in your life.
Ever again. Like, that's great until I go and I die. But after that, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Unless it's somebody I know, like somebody I know gets really far and level really high, and they're just surviving
for
long.
Yeah, practice and get good at the game.
Exactly, you know, because you're getting the first time in. People with natural skill levels, like I'll, I'm naturally good at most games. Like I pick them up. I'm.
Here we go.
I am, but the problem with
Slotin is naturally good. Right.
But the problem is,
who's your favorite gamer, Jada?
Me, Jada. I play Hotfire. But I have a hard time going to that top tier level. Like I'm kind of a jack of all trades type thing when it comes to games. I can play, I can pop in and play anything and do average right off the bat, and I'll scale up a little bit, but I've never hit that perfect level of play. So,
well, I'm interested. I'm intrigued enough. I imagine that the guy who's like the game runner has to be wearing like a turtleneck in a room full of like 20 people, like
that's
programming
the
as they're playing.
There's going to be apparently a live person like monitoring and doing things to the game all the time.
Like smoking a cigarette. And he's like,
so it literally
crazy.
Is like Hunger
Send
Games.
More lines.
It literally is like Hunger Games. That's pretty cool. I'm super intrigued.
It's a lot of Peter Molyneux.
No, a lot of people are actually referring this to almost like a Running Man type of gaming.
Oh, like the game show? Yeah. The game show part of that.
Yeah.
Minus Arnold Schwarzenegger, I guess.
Minus Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Apple's Watch release date, price, and features revealed. Apple has previously announced their new venture into the wearable tech, but now we get the details. At today's press conference, Apple answered most of the big remaining questions, such as how much does it cost?
$2,000.
When will it be out?
Insanity, dude.
The Watch will come out in three different formats and many sub-formats. It will release on April 24th. Nah?
I'm not buying this, dude.
April 24th, 1992.
I'm Android.
It's a Sublime song here.
Exactly why I'm not taking a Sublime album.
Each model comes in a 38mm or 42mm watch face size, depending on how chunky of a device you prefer on your wrist. The battery is rated for 18 hours and will include Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, a heart rate sensor, accelerometer, a gyroscope, and the Wank Band.
Wink.
Might as well. I mean, with all that stuff, it can't do it already. Yeah, just making an app.
I don't know. 18 hours of battery just doesn't. It's not long.
What happened to watches that just?
Well, they
forever.
Said, but they said that.
Right?
They said just, that.
Oh, my watch
is
dying.
Yeah.
With the battery life, that if you switch it to,
why
just
did
like,
you say my watch's battery is dying, and then start stepping in mud?
Terrible.
With the battery, like they said that if you turn it to just, you know, standard watch features, then it lasts a lot longer.
So what the hell am I getting the watch for? Why don't
right?
I just buy a watch?
Just buy a nice
well,
watch.
Well, it's like, it's, you know, say you're out on vacation or whatever and you forget
Jada,
the charger.
Are you planning to buy one of these?
No, God, no.
Okay,
it sounds like
no.
you're trying to talk
right?
yourself
no.
out.
Because it's like,
I'm not, no.
She sounds very pro this watch.
Go through all the
Until
the different
they come
types.
Out with like a wearable Pip-Boy from like Fallout. Then I'm
they
I'm
actually well
yeah go through the different ones.
We got the Apple Watch Sport, which starts at $350
for the 38mm one.
Yeah, and then jumps up to $400 for the 42.
So this is ultimately their disposable version of all their watches. The watch,
yeah.
The Sport one.
It's made out of aluminum. Face is made out of Ion X glass. The bands are fluoromester, so they're colorful.
Those are the ones for you're going to be jogging, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will be big for the joggers.
So they can get all banged up and everything.
Or get it stolen for $350 around your wrist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's the next one is the Apple Watch. This is, I'm assuming, going to be their standard one. And it's going to be starting at $550 and work its way on up the price chain to $1,050.
Hell no.
For a stainless steel sapphire crystal face, leather link bracelet.
Milanese.
Or you can do the color one too.
That's way too much money for a watch. Way too much money. I don't care what it does.
Really? Because that's kind of, that's okay, the lower end of that, the 500, I can see.
No.
Where like maybe some people above my price range bracket, yeah, my tax bracket, might buy something like this.
I think everybody above our tax brackets, like everybody's, you know, considering one of these things. It's still useless. I asked my cousin, who's an engineer. He makes a good amount of money. If he was interested in all these, you know, like electronic watches that are coming out, all these, you know, smart watches. And he's like, yeah, heck yeah, I want one. I was like, that's a rich man talking there. That's what that is.
I have a smart watch.
Not a smart one.
I have a smart watch. Why? But I have the Pebble.
Pebble is the lower end. Like, that's the lower end of Pebble smartwatches.
My Pebble was like $99.
Exactly.
And the battery lasts at least a week.
So, yeah, those are, because I thought about buying a Pebble like 2 years ago, the first model that came out. Yeah, when it was on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And I was like, and literally it was just so I can change the song on my phone without pulling it out of my pocket.
Basically, and I got the app on there where I could reply to texts, so I could set up like 20 canned responses that I have, like, yeah, sure, or what do you want to get to
I'll just take my phone out.
I had to sit there and come up with like the 20 things, and like I was like, what are my 20 most common things? I was like, yeah, awesome.
Until somebody asks you about the theory of relativity, and then you're like, well, I'll be there in 20 minutes.
They'll just say, cool.
Yeah.
And then this last one, which is completely ridiculous. Apple Watch Edition. Apple Watch Edition.
That's what it just said.
That's what it is.
It said Apple Watch Edition.
Starts at $10,000.
That's what I'm buying. Yeah, got money in the bank right now.
18 karat gold.
Yep.
Sapphire crystal leather.
It comes with sapphire and crystal. Ooh. Pokemon.
Wow, it comes with both editions.
Both of them.
Sweet. Built into the watch.
Built in,
if I can play them on the watch, it's totally worth the 10 grand.
For $10,000, this thing better turn into a freaking car that'll take me to work.
Yeah.
As well as make me a sandwich when I ask it to, because for $10,000 for a watch,
that's more expensive than my car, probably.
Seriously.
And there's going to be somebody there, at least one or two people.
You see all the,
there's
going to
be a lot of people. Kanye's going to have it.
Kanye has four already.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even wear them. He wears them on a chain around his neck. The batteries are all dead on each one of them.
Northwest, his little baby has one as a pacifier. Yeah, that's way too much money.
Yeah, it's extremely too much money.
But there are going to be people out there that buy them.
Idiots.
No.
Actually, if you guys want to donate to our Patreon, Aaron and I will buy the $10,000 one. And we'll do drop tests with it.
There you go.
Wow, drop tests with a $10,000.
So we're going to take your $10,000 check and just wipe our butts with it.
We should set up a goal, a stretch goal. All right, HBO reveals new internet-only HBO Go subscription. HBO CEO Richard Pelper?
It's Plepper.
Pelper Piper. He appeared on stage at Apple's press conference to announce HBO Now, which brings HBO Go to anyone with an internet connection. This service is set to launch on Apple TV, iOS, and PCs in early April. It'll be ready for the Game of Thrones premiere on April 12th for sure.
What Plepper doesn't know is I already have HBO access with my internet connection.
How'd you
do
that?
You have it at home already?
I have the internet.
Oh, wow.
I can get any HBO show.
HBO Now costs $14.99 per month, but anyone who signs up through the Apple device will get a free 30-day trial.
What's crazy, Plepper, is mine's is free.
You're going to get sued so hard. Say,
just in case anybody's wondering, Nerd Reactor does not condone any piracy of any shows.
I never said I pirated anything. I just said it's free. Take it as you want, Plepper. Your move.
Your move. The crown is heavy.
Oh, this is going to have people seizing his computer tomorrow.
Winter is coming.
Hey.
Yeah, you're going to get served
they
tomorrow.
Don't have my
There's
going to
be some guy knocking on your door in a suit, and Aaron's going to be black bagged.
HBO puts me in their company owned band.
You know what's going to be is it's going to be freaking... Oh, God. What's the guy? Oh, no, he's dead. Never mind.
Wow. That's terrible.
I was thinking Tony Soprano.
That's terrible.
He's
going
to get you, but he died.
I definitely wouldn't want a corpse of Tony Soprano dying on my door.
Just left there right on your doorstep.
Who's the guy with the weird eyes? Damn it. Why can't I think?
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah, it'll be Steve Buscemi.
He dies in every movie he's in anyway, yeah. So I don't fear him.
It's like, oh, we're filming the next movie.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah. Let's see. This is set to Apple set to debut the platform on HBO Now. No word on when we'll see the service coming to our consoles.
But it probably will.
Yeah. Let's see. Avengers: Age of Ultron predicted to open with $217 million.
It's a lot of money.
The first Avengers film made over $1.5 billion worldwide, making it the third highest grossing film of all time. Its opening gross was about $207 million. Making it the number one movie with the biggest opening weekend sales in the States. With the Avengers Age of Ultron coming out in less than 2 months, it's already expected to beat its predecessor, according to Bloomberg's report. BoxOffice.com predicts that the domestic opening for the second film will be an estimated $212 million.
What sounds about right.
With the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., have you kept up on
them? No.
So, like I said, they're really putting the Marvel Universe now into this, so it's not just... the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
It was
that
a slow start, but
very
slow start.
Now we're getting some superpowered people, and we're seeing like it's becoming more of the norm for superpowers to be around, I guess. And I'm liking the Inhumans run that they're going with, and like I said, the Kree, they've made them kind of a thing. Asgard keeps popping up in there, like.
So you think all these things are going to contribute to more people going to see Age of Ultron?
Heck yeah.
And Asgard pops up because Lady Sif was in a few episodes.
Yeah, yeah. So. She was
actually, she was in a few?
She was in the she's been in at least two so far.
She's a pretty cute lady.
That was last season?
First season, yeah.
First season.
Attractive young lady, that one.
And the latest episode, or the last one that I saw, at least, she was in this one.
Hmm. So there you go.
And a Kree alien as well. Like, full-blown, just...
Alien.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, all it is a blue human.
Like, so is it still like the same cast? Because they all seem pretty underpowered.
There's been a few that have died off.
And they haven't gotten like infected by some super gene that makes them all
One person, but she's been like the focal point of the story the whole time from the beginning.
What's her name?
Sky.
Sky, okay. Yeah. Can she do stuff now?
Not controlled, but she can do things, yeah. Every time her emotions go off, she kind of rattles the earth. That's all it's been so far.
Rattles the earth?
Yeah, and like breaks things around her.
Okay.
So it's nothing like she can control, you know, the storms and the weathers and stuff.
No, because that would be storm.
Exactly.
The weathers.
So, and Fox owns them, so she can't. So, but yeah, I like the direction they're going with. But it does seem like the more they move towards the supernatural world, the more underpowered the agents will just be. Like, they're going to be kind of... irrelevant once Thor decides to be a regular on the cast.
But
they have one story angle that they're kind of playing with one of the scientist chick. You know, it was the partner, the English girl and the Scottish guy.
Yeah.
So the English girl, now that one of the kind of important people have died because of these superpowers and stuff like that, she's kind of on this thing where these superpowers need to be eradicated.
Really?
So they keep foreshadowing for it. No, I don't think she will. They just keep foreshadowing her moving down this path of, if we see a mutant, basically, that's what I'm going to say, because anybody with superpowers, it takes it out.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, you know how they had the guns that tranquilize the people? She's made, like, a almost lethal dose now thing for it. She was like, it just has to be, because they have superpowers. We're underpowered against these people, so let's do this. We have to do this. And like, her partner's like, no, that could possibly kill somebody. Why did you make that? And she's like, I'm not letting anybody that I care for die. So she's slowly going down the dark path, but they're not like pushing the storyline so fast to where it's like, you know, how the hell did you come to this conclusion in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
So I like the writing. Like, everything is going kind of.
But bringing it back to Age of Ultron, Aaron, will you actually go see this movie, or are you going to wait on this one to come out too? DVD or your free.
I went to go see. whatchamacallit?
Your free HBO.
You saw the first Avengers?
Yeah, I went to go see the Avengers.
So you'll go see this one?
Maybe.
Are you caught up? Like, have you seen the new Cap and the new Thor?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen all the movies and stuff like that. You are, but see, the thing is, the only reason why I don't really go to movie theaters is because I don't really care to sit around a whole bunch of just random people and and like watch a giant, you know, I'd rather have the giant screen in my living room where I can relax, get my own, you know.
Your own group of people.
Yeah. I would, like, if it was just a group of, you know, friends and stuff like that, that's dope. But like,
well,
especially
if you guys
at comedies.
All donate to patreon.com, Aaron and I will rent out a theater.
especially for comedies. Two. I cannot stand going to the movie theaters and watching comedies.
Nah,
I'm supposed to laugh when the laugh track laughs, everybody? Like,
yeah,
nah.
You know what? Movies are a lot funnier when a lot of other people are laughing.
It's an experience for some, definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's just not an experience like, you know,
like, you know. Actually seeing live comedy is like that, even better. Like,
live comedy, like, yeah, you can do that. Live comedy is a little different, but like, I don't know. The movie theater setting, I've never really just been like, oh, I gotta go see this in movies. Like, so like when I went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy, it was cool, but I'd rather go like a couple of weeks after, mm-hmm. when the hype has died down, and I can get my ticket, go and get a good seat. You know, so I'll go on like a Tuesday.
I like to go to the premieres. We were doing premieres for a little while, and that was always really fun.
Mm.
I'd want to go see this one. I feel like I got to see it early because so much is going to get ruined by probably Nerd Reactor and everyone else.
They're going to be live tweeting it from
The whole damn thing.
I blank out because I don't ever go to movie theaters. I completely black out from all media for that. If I see anything leading towards it, I ignore it just completely.
Oh, man.
So did you hear that they're doing the marathon for AMC?
Oh, yeah.
Are they playing all the Marvel flicks?
11 Avengers movies.
It's like 28 hours or something like
6
that?
6 p.m. So it's Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor, Captain America, The Avengers, Iron Man 3, Thor, The Dark World, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, Avengers, Age of Ultron.
So they're going to cap it all off with the last movie?
Mm-hmm.
Holy hell.
Wait.
6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
So
and not in
theaters?
The same day.
In theaters.
Okay, yeah. That's dope.
No,
that's
they're going to do it at the drive-in.
I thought you were talking about, like, they were. You said AMC, right?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like they would have broadcast it
on their
TV channel.
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's theaters.
It's saying it's starting at 6 p.m., then the next one's 8:25 p.m., 10:35 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 5:30.
I think you get like a 10-minute break or something at one point.
That's not enough time.
Because
an hour between films.
Well, because I went to the first marathon. I actually went to the first Avengers marathon where I saw all the films up till, in that time it was only like 4 or 5 films, I think. But, because we started watching them at 9:30 in the morning.
Were people just falling asleep and it was like,
oh,
what did I miss?
Really? No, people were awake and they were all ready for it. Cause,
regular chairs? Like, I'm gonna need a...
No, so, and you know what? Even when they do these things,
boy.
Like, the theater's like so lax with everything. People were bringing in like these Tupperware bowls full of like whole meals and everything. You just hear bags opening and sodas and...
See, why do I want
that's
that?
That's what I want.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell is that? That's...
No, in between the movies. Because we had about an hour... to 2 hours in between certain movies.
Here's a better idea. If you really want to do something like that and you want to like keep your sanity, all these movies are out on DVD or Blu-ray already. Just buy them, Redbox them, borrow them. Just do it in your own damn house.
And you have some people that do like marathons for that. Like I've heard of people doing like a whole Star Trek marathon where they'll watch every single one. Or
Planet of the Apes.
My cousin, I think he did a Star Wars one.
Oh, those
like
are fun.
His wife never seen any of them. And so he's like, we're just going to do a whole, we got to get you know.
Let's do Bang Bites, everybody. Bang Bites. I said Bang Bites.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these.
You just cut off my theme song.
Best theaters, and one has like beds as their seats.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That's how you do
you
it.
You want to go in halves on a bed?
Oh, yeah. No. Is that how you do it?
That's the only problem is, like, who's the janitor in that building?
Oh, God.
Disposable sheets.
And the stuff I've already seen in movie theaters without a bed there.
Exactly.
I can imagine.
What about, like, a dinner table setting type of deal?
They have one of those in
Rockford. No, I'm saying, but, like, would that be better?
I'm afraid. I want to go see a movie that I don't care about there because I just have this nightmare that I'm going to go there and then, like, babies are going to be crying. You're going to hear clanking of, like,
utensils.
Silverware.
Yeah.
And
like, people calling the waiters, like, oh, can you get me some more of this? I need some more
Yeah.
Yeah, no. See, that's why.
I want to try it, but it's got to be something stupid.
I'm just going to get my home.
Or something I've seen already.
They need to put like a digital screen on the table so you can just tap it and then the server comes over. Yeah,
make millions, get my own home movie theater. That's what I'm going to do. One seat, giant screen. Big,
my uncle's
empty.
My uncle's got that.
I actually just came from Missouri. My cousin has that in her their downstairs.
Gotta do it.
Look at all these 1%ers over here.
Right?
All right, Bang Bites! Bang Bites!
Yeah.
Aaron?
I'm still looking at movie theaters.
Terrible. All right, number one, Batman Arkham Knight comic out today.
Nice.
So yeah, it's going to, I guess, give you a little pre-story before the game.
Yeah.
So the Arkham Knight is the name of the bad guy, right? We've got that established. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like Iron Man Batman from what I've seen in the pictures.
Which apparently they're going to be redesigning Batman. And he looks more robotic now.
Don't you mean Robin?
No. This is Batman. They're going to redesign Batman.
He looks like a bunny.
For the comics?
Yeah, for the comics.
Hmm.
Yeah, he does have like bunny ears in that robotic suit. Looks weird.
Why would they do
this? They've been redesigning a lot of things. Like his current Robin, or I guess Damian Wayne.
Damon Wayans?
He has superpowers.
Really? Damon Wayans
has
superpowers?
That's his son, yeah.
Damon Wayne.
Damian Wayne.
Damian Wayne.
Damon Wayne, yeah.
Wayne. Okay.
Yeah, not way in.
Wayne.
I would like to see a skit.
He has a Damon
Wayans.
I would like to see. What was that? We were talking about black 90s sitcoms.
Oh,
earlier.
You're talking about.
He's not from none of those sitcoms, though.
Damon Wayans?
Damon Wayans is from In Living Color.
He was on In Living Color. He had another
Damon
one.
Wayans,
he had another
he had
one.
Show.
He had his own show.
With his son and his wife.
Oh, My Wife and Kids.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, that's
there
not
go.
The 90s, though.
That was a 2000 show.
That was definitely 2000s.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a good show.
Way past.
It was funny.
Because his wife is Gina, who was on the 90s
yep.
show, Martin.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's a good
that
show,
is
though.
True.
It's a good show. Yep. Hey. And his son looks just like him.
Yeah. You're talking about...
Damon Wayans Jr.?
Damon Wayans Jr.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on...
New Girl,
and it's I really like New Girl.
He was also the voice of Wasabi in Big Hero 6.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds like his dad, too. All right,
he does, yes.
Yeah, carrying on that legacy.
Daredevil's past and darker side revealed in the new Netflix trailer.
Did you watch the trailer?
The one with the Kingpin?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
It was pretty good.
I am giddy as his little schoolboy to watch that one.
I thought you were going to say schoolgirl.
No, that'd be weird.
They revealed actually
six.
Yeah,
villains?
Six of those villains.
I read the
yeah.
same article. Oh yeah. My God, Air 5.
That's terrible.
No?
Okay.
Left hanging.
And I don't know any of those people. Actually, I didn't research them, so I don't know. Maybe I do know a couple of them.
I didn't know too many of them either. Yeah. I'd have to like look up and see their comic book versions. But I'd never read Daredevil. Every time I see Daredevil, it's always in crossovers.
I didn't get that article. Who'd they reveal?
Some black guy who fights Daredevil with stolen
tech,
yeah.
From other bad guys.
So
you guys don't know the names. You just know
no,
the...
No. I just read the synopsis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time...
Pair of Russian brothers.
Yeah. I watched the Avengers cartoon or whatever, and they just say tech so much in that show. I don't understand.
Oh my God, we got some sweet tech.
Like
Iron Man's tech is starting to fail out.
Basically, yeah, like it's all about tech for some reason.
Wakanda tech.
Between Falcon and Iron Man, everything's tech. Like it makes no sense.
It's what the millennials like.
Yeah, Venus. They hear buzzwords like tech hacking,
and bright cyber. And colorful. And yeah. They
somebody
like
in a marketing, you know, we researched this. Tech. Kids love tech now. Let's go ahead and spam the crap out of that word.
So you guys recognize the guy who plays Kingpin, right? He was
no.
the guy from
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti.
He was from
Kingpin.
He was from Law and Order.
Not SVU.
No, the one before that.
I could care less.
It should have been
SVU.
Michael Chiklis.
SVU is the only one.
Michael Chiklis would have made a good Kingpin.
No, he wouldn't.
He would have been short.
He would have been like the lovable Kingpin. Like, hey, give me a hug.
I'm not mad at that Kingpin, the guy that they chose, though. Yeah.
No, he looks
Yeah, he looks,
very
he looks good. Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, especially the way the comics put him and the way the cartoons put him. I think he'll do pretty well.
Because he's supposed to be, like, massive.
My,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, my
giant.
Kingpin... My Kingpin is the Spider-Man Kingpin.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The one I had the most experience with.
Yeah, that's
yes,
my
yes,
Kingpin
yes,
as well.
When I was a kid, I bought those actual, like, Spider-Man bubblegum cards that had all the stats of every person that was in the comics. And it says that, in one of them, it says that he's actually 100% muscle. There's no body fat on him.
I thought he was, like, 2% body fat.
No.
We can Google search that. That's
we're
going to
Google search.
Kingpin, like, I just remember his go-to move in that series was always, like, a bear hug.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to do?
Every episode is like, oh, I'm going to squeeze you. Oh, web in the eyes. He lets him go.
That's terrible. That just sounded like he farted when he freaking bear hugged somebody.
Yeah, that was a good series. I actually really liked the Old Man Logan series when there was a new Kingpin. You remember that one?
Yeah, yeah, because it's a title.
It's a title.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Guy. Wilson Fisk,
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. While Aaron's searching that up, Grand Theft Auto 5 Heist, they're finally there. Now available with a large content patch.
5 gigs.
It's about freaking time. 5 gigs, though?
It's a 5 gig update.
It better be, though, because they've been talking about this for 5 years.
Yeah.
So, like a year per gig.
Yeah, a year per gig. That's...
Aaron, this isn't going to sway you to jump back on that?
On...
GTA.
I know you still have the Xbox. I might get the PC one.
Why would you get the PC one? Get the Xbox One version, man.
Oh, so that means I'd have to buy an Xbox One and then buy the freaking game. Yeah. Or I can get a PC. What? I got that. So that's check.
You think your PC is going to run that game?
Yep.
No.
My buddy's buying an Xbox One, not for GTA, for Rock Band, because they announced Rock Band 4.
Oh, that's even sadder.
No.
Buy a console for Rock Band?
That's like a lot of times when we hang out that our Rock Band, our 360s turned into Rock Band machines.
You like
anyways.
Have a name and everything.
Our 360s is literally that's the only reason why I still have my 360. It's because it's my Rock Band machine. Wow. It has 700 songs.
Do you guys have like
a
band?
We have a group. We get together and play
singing. What's your guys' name?
Our band on there, I think I named it Frosty Nuts or something like that. Something. It's got like a little peanut guy with the Grim Reaper.
Right now, that sounds pretty lame, but when that game was popular, I probably would have been like, that's a sick ass name.
Yeah, bro. You know, it was Rock Band. I made the band when Rock Band 1 came out. Yeah. So, you know.
Frosty Nuts.
With a Z. You know, it was cool back then.
In an umlaut. Titanfall Season Pass is free on Xbox 360 and Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool. Right. I'm going to go back and play one match.
You know,
said nobody ever.
The free games, though, this month for
Rayman.
Xbox.
I want to download
Xbox One, it's Rayman. Yeah. But on the 360, they are getting two really good games.
What are they?
Tomb Raider.
Yeah. Well, you get it on the Xbox One, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You get Tomb Raider on the Xbox One?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Did you do it?
I have to go.
Is this confirmed? Or are you just talking?
I know it was for 360.
I got the email yesterday.
Well, then 360s also gets BioShock Infinite.
Yeah, BioShock Infinite, too.
That's, to me, good games.
Yeah, that's a good physics. I got to go
download.
You can't
just go, meh. I mean, those are good games for free.
Yeah.
You can't just go, meh.
Wow. I need to actually go re-download BioShock because I have the season pass and I never played.
They were good games
pampered.
Years ago.
You were pampered, sir. These are free, though. I would pay money for those games.
You know,
now?
Not
really?
Not that they're free, but if I didn't know they were free, I would have paid maybe $10 for each of them.
Yeah.
The game that's come, they just got announced, We Happy Few, got that serious BioShock feel. I can't wait for that one. It's made by the people who made Contrast for the PS4, or I guess it's on the other systems now, too, but yeah.
Let's see, the new 3DS XL charging cradle is up on the Nintendo Store online.
They're still selling stuff for the 3DS.
No, this is for the new one.
This is the new one because remember
it's a charging dock, though, right?
They weren't including the charger.
Yeah, you don't get the charger.
Oh yeah, that's right. Swindled you. That's what happened.
That is ridiculous to me. So what? Yeah. You get one battery charge and then you're just done?
Now you have to get that charger.
You either
have
to buy a charger, or if you had a charger from an old 3DS, it's the same charger.
Oh, it's the same.
Same charger from the older one.
But still.
So, yeah, for like, you know, people who go to GameStop or wherever and trade in their old systems.
They're like, I don't want to use my charger.
Exactly. So they have to buy a charger to trade in or buy a charger to take home with their new system.
Wow. Why would they have to cut costs that much where they're like, we can't even include a charger?
I don't think it's a lot of a thing of
everything includes a power cord.
Xbox
360.
Yeah, okay. Tomb Raider's just 360.
Yeah, see, Eddie's wrong.
I already purchased that. I just need to purchase the BioShock when that goes live later this month.
Hashtag Eddie sucks.
If I remember right, in other countries, all the previous iterations of 3DS didn't come with chargers anyways.
But this is America.
So they're just following suit now. I think it's more of just Nintendo streamlining the process between their manufacturers with all their warehouses now.
So they really are just laying you out to dry. If you're like a first-time person.
That's the one thing I will say. It really does hurt first-time buyers. If it's somebody who's just now getting a 3DS system for the first time, you know, I don't know who is besides, you know, younger kids who are just now getting into gaming.
I was going to say, yeah, like
or
some
Jada.
Soccer mom or something like that buys little Timmy. You
that's
know,
right.
She's
never
a single
a
mom. Dad left her for some hot piece of ass. And
there
so
might be a resurgence.
She wants to make little Timmy think, you know, she's cool mom. So she buys him this 3DS for Christmas, And, you know, she just buys it at, like, Target or something, so no one tells her anything. And then Timmy plays it for 10 minutes, and it's dead. And then goes, Mom, this is why I like Dad and New Mommy.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And then she's gonna go and scream at the Target employees.
Just going dark.
We're throwing a lot of listeners into, like, some kind of deep depression.
They're like,
hey, like, oh, my God, he knows.
I grew up with that situation, too.
We keep it real here on the Video Game
Bang.
Keep it real.
I want to hear the black guy's voice.
Terrible. There you
go. Bring him back.
I'm kind of half listening right now.
Really?
I was trying to find out this fat bastard's body percent. It was high.
I think you're actually right. I think it may be, he may have a little bit, because the just only thing it says is that it's he's really muscular.
Yeah, just really
muscular.
He can't
be 100% muscles, right?
Because I'm thinking off the Fox 40 thing.
Are his
where
testicles
he,
like... little biceps.
He flexes them.
on the Fox 40 cartoon, whenever Spider-Man fights him and he does the bear hug, he's like, what the hell is all this from? He's like, well, let me show you why 2% body fat is, you know, extremely important. And then he just like crushes the crap out of him, and then Hobgoblin comes in and does some super stuff.
All right, the next one, Zoolander 2 is set for a February 2016 release.
And I was upset when I saw that little teaser trailer thing.
There's a teaser trailer already?
It's like 3 minutes long, so I was thinking it was going to be a full like trailer. So it shows, you know, Zoolander and Hansel.
Yeah.
And they come out and they walk down the little runway or whatever, and they spin and then, you know, go back. So they just do a model walk. And then all of a sudden, just a full line of, you know, female models, they just come out and they just walk around in a giant, you know, circle. And go back into the back, and then everybody stands up and claps. That's it. That's just it? Like a fashion show, basically.
Really?
I imagine they probably did some type of deal with a fashion show or something that was going, and they're just like, hey.
But it was like all the girls were like really compact in one line, and they were just like just one big snake of women, and then that was it.
Snake of women. Interesting.
Aaron acts like he complained during that part.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm not into the model look. They're deprived of food. Like they're bony. Like you gotta have some meat.
36 only if you 5'3".
Like I understand it's I guess the look for models, but like they need a sandwich or something.
A beef sandwich.
Meat on your bones.
thing I think, because movies was like the first big like entertainment industry that we could really compare video games to me, and it seems like they kind of follow each other. And just like how, you know, we always complain about reboots and stuff in video games, it feels like movies are just doing the same thing.
Well, they always keep saying like Hollywood is out of ideas.
So now, like, when's the last time Ben Stiller has done something really great
that was actually worth watching?
Meet the Fockers.
And they already ran that franchise into the ground.
Because it's one of those things where it kind of seems like, oh, like if a person made a joke and they're not normally funny, and then they see somebody laughing really hard at it, and like, oh, let me keep going. Let me keep going until you just run it into the ground, and it's like, all right, dude, like, we get it.
I always respect the series that actually stay gone and like will have like a massive hit and then just disappear.
So then what is that?
Nothing anymore.
Because
look at even like Anchorman, they did another one of that, and that was stupid. Yeah. Joe Dirt is getting a sequel.
Joe Dirt's getting another one.
I love the original.
But
Joe Dirt.
Like Joe Dirt wasn't really massive. It became a cult. Yeah,
it was a cult classic.
And like it became massive after the initial. You know, and I love those type of movies. Like Joe Dirt is awesome.
But I don't want to see a sequel then because like
it's too late.
Just like I'm so glad they've never made a Big Lebowski.
Give it time.
No.
After he's wrapped up Seventh Son, so it's like
he better not.
It's perfect the way it was.
Don't touch that franchise.
You know what? Hold on, I'm gonna Google this.
No, oh my gosh.
I could have swore I thought I saw something on it.
No, there's no.
He's gonna speak.
People always talk about a sequel of it happening, but it'll never happen. I don't think.
Yeah,
that's you not the, know. The. Is it Coen Brothers? They don't do that kind of stuff.
No,
you never know.
Well.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou never got a sequel, which hopefully it never will.
That one doesn't need a sequel, though.
It's
like
an amazing movie, though.
Yeah, no, it's amazing, definitely on it.
They never did a sequel.
So Lebowski
to,
doesn't need a sequel either.
I don't know. This website here says Big Lebowski 2 confirmed by Coen Brothers. Is it coming out in 2015?
No.
Question
mark?
No,
that's a lie from the pit of hell.
Yep. Let's see. Modern Warfare 2 remaster petition reaches 90,000 signatures. So people really want to remaster Modern Warfare 2?
I don't know why.
That was
why?
The worst, well, second worst one. Third worst one.
Do you think maybe they were thinking original Modern Warfare?
No, they mean Modern Warfare 2.
That was the one where it got the, because the first Modern Warfare is where it picked up steam, and then the second one is where like every, all the fans like actually came into it. It lost.
So they're all like, oh, Modern Warfare 2, that's hella retro.
No, Modern Warfare 1 was the one that,
that blew up. Well, yeah, yeah. Modern Warfare 1 is what put Call of Duty back on the map.
It's what put it on the map.
Yeah. And then Modern Warfare 2, but Modern Warfare 2 sold more. Yeah. And so it had a bigger fan base because of its higher sales. Yeah, I hated 2.
So like the kids from that age are probably getting to like 18-ish. And now they're like, man, I want to just go back and play Call of Duty when it was good. I want to play Modern Warfare
and
2.
If they did a petition for Modern Warfare, then World at War.
I'd be getting both of those.
World at War was
awesome. How I feel when I hear they're going to make a new World at War.
I hope they make another World at War.
Oh,
but I still want the maps from Call of Duty 4. Like that was
those were like some
of the best maps.
Let's see, Chris Pratt and Channing Tatum star in the Ghostbusters film.
Yeah, it's been rumored that they're going to do
a man
two reboots.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Both?
You know what would be interesting? I would like to see them both release
at the exact same time. Yeah.
I would like to see them both release the exact same time.
There'd be a war.
Your mom can go watch the Bridesmaids version, and then you and all your friends will go see the Chris Pratt version.
Released at the exact same time, but have the exact same dialogue.
Really? Yeah.
Just
change the
change
pronouns
it up.
And
yep, that's all they do. The
like
exact
that?
Same movie, shot for shot.
Even Slimer
each
is
one,
a woman too.
Every single thing.
That just, would be pretty cool.
Just gender swatch it and see, and then you can get some type of research off of it.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like? What do people like?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Ghostbusters being the test subject for that project.
Let's
but
just
I,
let's do it all different ways. We'll get three black members and one white guy.
Ghostbusters 3 is just going to have a test project.
It's a test project for everything. Let's see what everybody wants.
Wasn't that all Asian cast of Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Wasn't that actually part one? Three black guys, or three white guys and one black guy?
Yeah, so he said three black guys, one white guy.
Let's see. Let's hit the last couple of stories. Uncharted 4 delayed until spring of 2016.
Mm-hmm. Saw that coming.
I saw a lot of people bitching about it, but just be happy. Let them delay the games and make them right.
I mean, it's coming.
Don't let them rush it. If you like make a big deal out of it, they're going to push it out earlier, and it's going to be shit, and you guys are going to hate it.
You're going to get Titanfall.
It wouldn't be shit, because Naughty Dog's a great company, but it wouldn't be their stellar quality.
That is true. Naughty Dog has done some really awesome stuff.
So let them take their time to do what they do. Sony will close PlayStation Mobile for good this summer. Yeah, because they're a failing company, and they're going to be gone in a couple years. All right, everybody, for Eddie, Jada, Aaron, and myself, I want to remind you to be good people out there, man. Just do the right thing. And tune in for the Weekend Bang Live.
Hit me up, Tiffany Smith.
Peanut.
Well,
let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.